Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Right from the Left Coast. My name is Linda, and I'm coming at you from Oceanside, California. And it is a nice day. It turned out pretty nice, about 74 degrees, sunny and beautiful. Of course, my mother's freezing, and I'm getting dings from the Facebook. I'm going to read something from there later. But welcome, everybody. Bill, Lonnie, Rod. Wish we had more people. Ron is ditching us today because his wife and sister-in-law and whoever, he has a giant family as well, so they're going out to dinner, so we will miss him. Of course, I would like you guys to call in after I do a couple rants here. Bill says, hello, I can't help but laugh when I hear libs are holding Obama responsible. Yeah, you mean like Beckel the Schmeckel? Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, everyone's holding him except for the far left nut jobs and that Grayson. Oh, somebody should just horsewhip that one. Oh, he's unbelievable. They need to teach him history, and first he has to grow a brain. So hopefully you guys aren't hearing all these blips. Let me know if you're hearing any blips from Facebook. I'll get out of there as soon as I run through it. Just wanted to say hello, welcome to Right from the Left Coast, and we are brought to us by PatriotFamilies.com, but today we are brought to us by Linda Sills, because I had to pay $39 to get this show on today. It's a good thing I went in there a couple minutes early to figure this out. Everything was canceled, guys. You guys, Lonnie and Chad and Bill, you got in lucky, because you didn't have to pay yesterday. So what we'll do is I'll just email everybody that wants to help my actual address. I know Yola has it. I think Bill had it for a while. So we'll see what's going on. I've got another message here. Let's see what's going on. Okay, it says he was talking about something. There's a Ron Golden put on a blog today. So he's talking at a Patriot Family. So I guess we have to go look at that. Something about the agencies, our health insurance, op system, SERF, state electronic form filing. Yeah, they're really evil, these people. It's really, really bad. Now it says something about state. Well, the toilets have all flushed, so they. Oh God, I'm giving too many secrets away. All right, okay. He tells me to say jihad, backpack, car bomb, all that stuff. So I'm obliging him. I'll get into the other part of it. So anyway, no problem. I paid it. You guys want to help out, I will definitely take donations so that I can replenish my poor little account, because I just bought a nice tree for my mom and me, and I didn't expect to have the extra $40 coming out of my pocket. So anyway, I know Hollis is having problems, and Ron can't get a hold of Hollis because, I don't know why, he needs all the information so that he can switch it over. It's a little bit different. Rod, you've never been inside this studio, so you don't know what a mess it is. Believe me, there's a lot involved in it. So anyway, I want to get into my stuff here real quickly. Again, let me know if the sound is coming okay, everybody's good. Welcome, guest. Welcome, everybody. I wanted to do a little bit of scripture so that I can, you know, calm down from the rest of the day. But I did get to go to the gym and work out, so that was a good thing. And this is St. Matthew, and this is chapter 5, verse 47 and 48. And the Lord says, "And if ye salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." And then I was going back down to chapter 7, verse 1, and he says, "Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is still in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt you see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. So these are all good lessons that we must adhere to. I want to go to some of this stuff on the free market that I've been learning, and I've got 2 or 3 days left to finish chapter 5 or lecture 5 from Hillsdale College, and I love it. It's really nice. David Wolfram is wonderful, and he's teaching me lots of things. And in week 4, this has been a crazy week, so I'm behind on everything. People expect me to go to meetings and blogs and do all this stuff and maybe just clone myself so that I can get it all done. So anyway, this one, basically, because I did last week on the demand side for the demand curves, and now we have the supply curves. And the diagrams, usually you just make an L-shaped box, and then you can, the price on the horizontal would be on quantity. And so the supply curves usually slope upward, and the demand curves slope downwards. So it's kind of difficult unless you actually see them and you understand what equilibrium is. And you guys, some of you can try to get into it. I don't know if there's any way to sign up now, because they still have another 5 weeks to go. So Hillsdale College, it's free. It's amazing. So basically, you have to look at the supply side and the decision rules that people who produce things, you know, how they make their decisions. Well, to produce a product determined by the price is determined by the price that a producer can obtain for it once it goes to market. So the cost of making additional units kind of goes on these charts. So when you make more units, you do create wealth, because you're creating overtime, because you have to have more hours to produce more. So so say the price is that you're making is at $20, the quantity starts at zero and it slopes upwards and outwards, so that you're supplying a lot. And of course, once the people who love hats and have the $20 and they think that the benefit is much greater than just the cost alone, they will buy it at $20. Good evening, Sandy. Welcome as well. Then you reach equilibrium, and you supply what is demanded, and then the demand meets the supply in equilibrium. So the marginal cost is a cost that is the price of input. In other words, what it costs you to make something. So all these things take into consideration: your labor costs, your utilities, the products you need to make whatever it is, whatever commodities or units you need. Whether you're making steel or you're making hats, you have to have fabric, you have to have all these things. And you have to pay for the electricity and your labor, and those costs can be quite costly. Basically, when you drop in price, the curve moves to the right, because you're going to have more supply. You're going to need more supply. And also, technology helps. If you have better technology, how you actually make the product and how it can be made easier for you to do so will help determine these things. So it's a lot of interesting on marketing, free markets, and how supply and demand works. So the next portion, it says, anything that affects the marginal cost to make a unit will shift the supply curve either right or left. So, example, if you're making hats and the price is the costs of the price to make it is $20, and one person makes 10 hats and I make 8 hats and another gentleman makes 12 hats, the market supply is actually 30 hats, because you combine all of those people making them, and that is the sum total of what is being produced out in the market. Again, if the price to make it is $30, someone says, okay, well, I'll make 15, and then the other person says 12, the other 20, you have 47 hats on the market. And so it goes as it goes up. So the market supply increases sometimes when the price goes up. Next is the demand curve, which is the equilibrium. There's no incentive to change the supply and demand if there's equilibrium and people are getting exactly what they like, paying the right price they feel, the supply is okay, there's plenty of, you know, hats out there. Nobody's standing in line for weeks to get hats. So this is how the free market works. Government price fixing will result in less production and does not allow for equilibrium. So you have to remember that the government, anytime the government gets involved, you see what happens, especially with the ACA. I'm going to go into the ACA in a minute because I'm going to read out what was going on. You guys can join me after I get done with my analysis of the supply curve. You're going to love the remarks that I have been dealing with. It's like an ongoing post, and people are remarking about the single-payer system, and you can see my remarks back to them because it's very frustrating, as you can well imagine. So the example that we have where people were actually – this is the one for people standing in line for gasoline, and this was during Hurricane Sandy up in the northeast coast, especially in New York. The hurricane included marginal cost to get the product to the pumps. Added marginal cost to produce, supply curve goes to the left. So there's less production. Yola, welcome. In a free market, the price would have risen. There would be no shortage and no one waiting in line for gas. Because even if you had to pay more, the supply could still be the same. If you're trying to bring the price down, in other words, the price government law says you can't raise the price during a national disaster. They call it price gouging, which it isn't. The shortage was created by not allowing the price to reach equilibrium. And then you have the marketplace. And that's what's it's going to be 10,000 times worse with this evil, unaffordable care act. When we don't allow the price to fall, in other words, such as wages, as minimum wages, then we also have a problem. So when the wages go up, more people are willing to work, of course, and willing to work more hours. With the minimum wage, that equals unemployment because and it also equals a raise in prices of goods and results in a lower output of goods and services. So this is why we hate government influence. Also, when you have subsidies subsidies for ethanol, et cetera, and corn, when the government refined gas using corn ethanol instead of oil, then producers will demand more corn instead of oil, which also causes an unequilibrium on all sides. And it affects other things in the market because corn syrup, you know, corn is used for corn syrup. Corn syrup is used in soft drinks. It has the same results. You're going to have less supply and maybe more demand, and it's really a problem. Oh, so it's not – is it Yola or is it Nick? Okay. I don't know. But anyway, so I wanted you guys to have that on that particular lesson plan to go into those things. And you guys can call in anytime. I know Ron's not going to be here. He's got all sorts of things going on with his family. Also, I guess we must check out his blog on the Affordable Care Act and website because that's something that's been going on. I definitely want to go into this blog. And so this was happening on my Facebook, and it was crazy, let me tell you. The original post was saying, by this guy Keith, the ACA was designed to be atrocious. The whole point was for it to be such a failure in the hopes that the idea of universal coverage planted in everyone's mind would lead us to beg for a single-payer system, which is the ultimate goal of the regime, which I've said all along, and I know Ron said it too. They knew they couldn't just roll out single-payer, so they worked on demonizing the health insurance companies and passing a debacle of health care reform. Why do you think no one bothered to read it before voting yes on it? They didn't care what was in it because the Unaffordable Care Act is not the objective. Federal control over you is their goal, and they hope you'll embrace it as your own idea. Manipulation 101, he says. So I wrote, we need to unplug and stop paying for all of this. Stop filing 1040s, stop filing W-4s, cancel your cable TV, grow your own food, get to rural areas and prep like crazy. Then there was another person, and I'm not going to give out their names, but her initials are TD. Personally, I think you're going to love this. Personally, I think a single-payer system would be much better. Get rid of the middleman. Now, is that the most ridiculous statement you've ever heard? She goes on. Get rid of the middleman, the insurance company. If payments went directly to the doctor, it would save a ton of dollars. Or am I missing something? Well, I answered her. Yes, you are missing the whole point. Medicare and the single-payer system is the government. It is insurance. If you want to solve this, you eliminate insurance companies altogether, including private and government ones. If you allow the free market to work, the doctor and you are the only ones involved. The cost goes down. The doctor has no added extra cost for insurance billing and deals directly with you. Why would you go through the hassle of using any middleman and help drive up the cost of actual care? And then I put, the idea of nationalizing healthcare is an evil concept to begin with. Just refer to anyone who has lived under communism or socialism, and they will testify. Now, the person who posted this said, I would choose the private free market over the government for my health care any day. The problem with health insurance market has been too much government involvement, telling doctors who they have to treat regardless of if they will get paid. He also goes on to say, paid, which causes the doctor to charge more to insurance to make up for those they were forced to treat, which causes rates to go up. Government can't be the solution when it has been the problem while letting insurance companies be the scapegoat. Then this other person who previously TD says, I agree with all said, zero government involvement is ideal, but that does not look like an option at this point. She's not real bright. So if the other option is single payer, I would be more for that than the current ACA. She doesn't get it. That is all I am saying. Choice is an illusion at this point. Well, yeah, dear. So then the other person who posted this said, with single payer, I think you'll find a lot less people interested in becoming doctors. I don't think most doctors are interested in being federal employees. Another person, a lady says, single payer is the best option. Oh, my God. So this guy, Keith, says, how can you have single payer without government? Okay. Another person, a gentleman, says, something is crazy. Just the other day I told some that all your income tax goes to international bankers and QE is money they just make up. Ha ha, he threw a tantrum, didn't believe me. I told him to do your homework, got matter, LOL. All I can say is wow to him, and he told him, even your president says where your income taxes go on national TV. Crazy, huh? Okay, so the other person, a lady says, you don't, Keith, but we will never do away with the government. Oh, I'd like to. One role of the government should be ensuring everyone has health coverage. No, it's not. Just like every other industrialized nation. No, it's not, lady. Single payer removes insurance companies. No, it doesn't, because it's just one insurance company. And the money and focus is back on the people and health. Wrong, lady. Okay, so the other gentleman says, couldn't disagree more. It is not the job of the federal government to make sure everyone has health coverage. The doctor-patient relationship should be just that. No government involvement. What's next? Providing mechanics of those who can't afford it because it's not fair? If I can't afford to pay my doctor for life-saving medical treatment and I can't find charity or work something out with my doctor, then I should be left to die, period. If I can't afford a mechanic, I don't expect my car to get fixed just because it's important to me. Again, insurance companies aren't the problem, the government is. Well, I could beg to differ, but so this lady says, let's chalk this up to one of the many things we disagree on. This is a libtard, obviously. I've dealt with insurance companies and government-run insurance for many years in multiple capacities. My opinion comes from personal experience and years of research. Honey, you ain't researched nothing. So then he answers her, why do you trust the government to run healthcare? She says, you're going to love this. They have proven effective and fair, whereas the insurance company would rape you if they knew they could get money from it. She's an idiot. This other chick goes, I think the government and insurance company is a bad thing. If we do a single payer with minimal government insurance, she doesn't get this. That would be the best. It can be done. Oh, my God. She's so stupid. Where does she think the single payer is coming from? From Mars? My health care in the military was nothing to write home about. In fact, I feel it failed my father leading to his premature death. I guess that's far too much subjectivity and personal experience for there to be a perfect solution to satisfy everyone. Another chick goes, well, there's a solution and we must all think about it. Clearly there is not one shoe fits all answer here. Oh, yes, there is, lady. It's called the free market, you dumbass. But we can all agree that health care in this country is lacking, and it is not lacking, you idiot, and something must be done. Not the ACA, of course, but something. Oh, my God, these people are stupid. So the next chick goes, Keith, I enjoy reading your post, and believe it or not, I actually read through all the comments. Makes for some interesting reading. I will agree that too much government isn't a good thing, but I always wonder, so many comments on ACA, but how is it really different than being required to carry auto insurance? Oh, this is where I went off on this one. I know we don't have to have it, but we will be fined if I'm pulled over and don't have it, just like, no, it's not like ACA, lady. You can choose not to have it and pay a fine. I'm not a fan of insurance companies for sure. You pay in and you pay in, and then when you need your insurance, your rates go up. I paid for 10 years without a claim, but second I file a claim, rates increase. Insurance and laws have been around for long before ACA. This is just another law, like most laws, that come with good and bad. Oh, no, dear, they come with bad. There are parts of it that I admit I do like, keeping my kids on insurance till 26. Oh, this one's another nut job. Preventative services with no copay. Oh, my God. Well, child visits with no copay. Yeah, uh-huh. Someone's going to pay for that, honey. It's called the taxpayer. I have spent many hours working to upgrade our computer systems at work to be compliant with ACA. I'm over most of the ridiculous rules in it. Oh, my God, what an idiot. So I said to the first one, why would you think a single payer is a good thing? Please explain that logic to me. And then I answered this idiot with the comparing it to auto insurance. Whatever her name is. My mother does not own a car. Therefore, she does not have to have auto insurance. But every single person in the United States is mandated to buy an insurance program, whether they need it or want it. And if you do not have health insurance, who are you hurting? When you get into an accident and perhaps someone is injured, then you have an obligation to make that person whole again, either with your own money or the policy you have purchased that can cover that loss. The government is the problem. They usually are. And then this chick says, good point, Linda. I never not had a vehicle since getting a license and will probably have one until I can no longer drive. I could get rid of the auto insurance and take public transportation or walk, but they're not practical solutions for me. Oh, yeah, really? You think so? For me and my family, I disagree with your comment about not having insurance. Who are you hurting? This is where she goes. I would not think those not having insurance may be hurting himself, herself, and their loved ones. I know it's easy to say if I can't pay for treatment, then let me die. That's the other gentleman. But I know I would never be able to say that about my children. Oh, God. And she doesn't get it. And for my children, I should never feel that way about myself. In my opinion, that would just be selfish of me. An earlier post said it best. There's not one shoe fits all solution. No, dear, free market's not a one size fits all anyway, dumbass. I know what's best for me and my family, which is my primary concern, and for others, whatever is for them is okay. So I replied, you don't seem to understand what the free market is all about. You also don't get real liberty. Get the government out of all of it, out of municipal, state, and federal. The government has nothing and produces nothing except misery. The only money the government has is what it steals from the citizens unconstitutionally, then they redistribute it. The idea of insurance is a ripoff. They are middlemen. If you were allowed through freedom to keep your hard-earned money instead of it being stolen from you for the rotten programs like Social Security and Medicare and illegal income tax, you could easily afford your own retirement, your own health savings account, and your own liability savings account just in case you injured someone's car or person in a car accident. Our society today has been so thoroughly lied to about all of this. We have come to believe that this is what was intended by our system of government, and nothing could be further from the truth. So this idiot says, I get that the free market creates competition and therefore more business at reasonable prices, but do you think it can also create monopolies? Boy, is she dumb. In that case, it might prove beneficial to have government regulations. Okay, so I told her back, the only way monopolies are created is through government interference and compliance with these large corporations. This eliminates competition and a real free market. What we have now is not capitalism, but corporatism, or what some call fascism. The federal government was created to protect our freedoms, coin money, protect our sovereign country from invaders, and those who would make war on us. Do you see how far we have drifted from that? The federal government should be so small I would need a microscope to see it. This is what the founders envisioned and tried to ensure for us. So let me see if I can get to the next one. There was one by Keith, and I'll get that real quick. There's only two left, so let me go back and see if anybody's on. You guys can call in when I'm done with this mess. Keith says, the ACA, or the Unaffordable Care Act, as I call it, doesn't fine people. The Supreme Court ruled it was only legal as a tax. The ACA is the only product, health care or otherwise, that I can think of that requires people to pay a tax on a product they did not purchase. Where is the logic in that? Will you be able to keep your kids on your plan at until 26 at the same premium, or will it cost more? My main beef with the ACA boils down to this. It's not the federal government's place to mandate a product and levy a tax if one chooses not to purchase it. Secondly, I do not feel the government can be trusted to regulate health care. Their interventions up to this point have been detrimental to the industry thus far. Well, we can also look at, you know, Amtrak, post office, education, ad nauseum. They cannot be trusted with our food supply, water supply, educating our children, yet we want to them to dictate health care. In California, we've already had several health care companies leave the market because they didn't want to deal with it. In fact, my mom has to get a different supplemental because two of them are leaving California altogether in January because they didn't want to deal with it, which reduces competition. Thirdly, we don't have the money. We are upwards of $18 trillion in debt. If we want to bring our troops home, close overseas bases, and bring our military spending down in line with practical levels, then we can have this universal coverage debate. But I don't believe in that either. I don't want it. Then I said my last one, this government has demolished the original language and the original intent of the Commerce Clause. When the founders said, to make commerce regular, they meant free-flowing and unobstructed. Think about the late 1700s. When someone had an obstruction in their daily bodily functions, they usually took a tonic or castor oil to make them regular again. You know, free-flowing. The stupid philosopher kings have decided all on their own to twist, distort, and mold these clauses to fit their own desires, which are all about power, money, taxes, and control, and the more of it, the merrier. I will quote Bastiat here. Quote, the state, or the nation, has no resources of its own. It possesses nothing that it does not take from the workers. When, then, it meddles in everything, it substitutes the deplorable and costly activity of its own agents, which would be bureaucracies, for private activity, unquote. Those agents are the bureaucrats of today. I have a long list of those heinous groups, starting with the DHS, HHS, EPA, TSA, IRS, DOE, etc. And that was what I was telling these people, because they don't listen. Cal Living, welcome. So I want you guys to call and let me know what you think about this. Otherwise, I can go read through the headlines. I noticed there was something today on – I'm going to go over there for a second. I'm going to leave this page. Let me get in here on the unemployment numbers, and especially with women. So I want to get into that real quick. Let's see if I can get in here real quick. I know there's – oh, God. I hate this. Trying to type too fast, and it never works. Okay. Chinese keyboards. So, again, 646-378-0321. Let me do this one. Okay, the other one is one of my friends, Bradley Dean from Sons of Liberty, had this really cool thing he was talking about here, if I can find it, and it's not real long. The college professors were stirred by a new awareness of their own foundational ignorance. Bradley says, finally, my words began to sink in. The college professors I had been speaking to at a college in North Carolina had admitted that they hadn't read the Declaration of Independence, they had not read the Bill of Rights, nor the Constitution of the United States. So he said, if you do not know your rights, you do not have any rights. And they all nodded their heads. He said, do you love freedom? Again, they said, yes. I replied, freedom was not given to do what we want to do, but what we ought to do. And they all agreed. Then I drove the message home to their hearts. How many of you had grandfathers and grandmothers, fathers or mothers, uncles, aunts, or perhaps brothers or sisters, or even cousins who served in our military? Every one of those teachers raised their hands. I responded, wait a minute. These family members served in the United States military, many fighting, bleeding, and in some cases dying to magnify the laws of our constitutional republic. And you do not even know what they were fighting, bleeding, and dying for? They looked all ashamed. These professors thought they were true patriots, but like many Americans, they were ignorant of our country's founding documents and ignorant of our constitutional rights and freedoms. But thankfully, they were receptive to the truths I shared and hungry to expand their knowledge. So this was really, really a good piece that he did. He does a lot of good work. I absolutely love Bradley Dean. Let's see, I got another one too. This was the one I was looking for. This was 154,000 fewer women held jobs in September. Female participation in labor forces matched a 24-year low. And 90,609,000 Americans not in labor force climbs to another record. So let's see if I can get that one. And I'll make sure there's... Okay, I'll go through this. You guys call in anytime. I'm going to check back each time to make sure it's on or not. And I pick up your call. It says, American women participated in the nation's workforce in September at a rate that matched the lowest level in 24 years, according to Bureau of Labor Statistics. At the same time, the number of women actually holding jobs declined by 154,000 from August to September. Because the number of women participating in the labor force declined in September, the drop in the number of women who were actually employed did not cause an increase in the unemployment rate for women. Even though 154,000 fewer women worked in August than September, the unemployment rate for women dropped from 6.8 to 6.7. As calculated by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, a person participates in the labor force if they are 16 or older, not institutionalized, and either have a job or have actually sought a job in the last 4 weeks. The labor force participation rate is the percentage of people over 16 in the non-institutionalized population who either have a job or actively sought one in the last 4 weeks. According to the BLS, in September, the labor force participation rate for women was 57.1%, down from 57.3%, and that was in August, and 57.4% in July. The female labor force participation rate has also dropped to 57.1% in March. So it looks like there's a lot going on that nobody talks about. These people lie to us. They don't tell us the truth. Welcome, Doc, and everyone that's in here. Again, 646-378-0321. If there's anybody that has read Ron's blog, please come in and talk about it. Talk about what you want with amnesty coming up. I know that's happening. We're talking about the flaming tea or the burning cross and Grayson. We're talking about the illegal invasion. Lonnie, call in. Anybody? Bill, please. Sandy, call in. I want to get you guys' thoughts on these things because there's a lot going on here. Okay. Let's see what the other one was. There was another story. Oh, yeah. This was Dianne Feinstein and the NSA versus James Madison. So this one, she's something else. This woman is so stupid. A few weeks ago, Frankenstein claimed that mass spying by the National Security Agency, you're going to love this, is lawful, effective, and constitutional. I don't know which one she's reading, but it's not the copy I have. Seriously, I won't waste my time refuting that nonsense, but I will give you some tools to resist these criminals without relying on people like Frankenstein to do the right thing, which, by the way, is unlikely to happen. Yes, she's something else. Ever. More on that and some actions you can take today in a bit, but first, a little more from Frankenstein. Up is down and down is up. Calling billions of Fourth Amendment violations constitution wasn't enough for Frankenstein. She then introduced a new NSA reform bill that does absolutely nothing to stop the NSA. A few days later, she took the pages of the Wall Street Journal for some nasty fear-mongering. Oh, she took to the pages. She wants you to believe that either the NSA must be allowed to continue the spying, or you could get hurt in a terrorist attack. God, this woman is nuts. Her message was basically this: we spy or you die. George Orwell knew what this was all about when he wrote, "Politics itself is a mass mess of lies, evasions, folly, hatred, and schizophrenia." Oh, she's schizoid, all right. The actual truth is from James Madison. The truth, though, is that you don't have to keep taking it from people like Dianne Frankenstein, and you don't have to sit around waiting for her or her friends to stop the NSA. James Madison, known as the father of the Constitution, had some advice for what to do, and it doesn't include relying on the federal government to stop the federal government, because they won't. In Federalist Number 46, he gave us a four-step plan to successfully resist, in our states, federal actions we consider either unconstitutional or unpopular. Disquietude of the people. Madison expected the people would throw a fit when the feds usurped power, even using the word repugnance to describe their displeasure. Two, refusal to cooperate with the officers of the union. There you go. Noncompliance. Yay, we don't comply. The feds rely on cooperation from state and local governments. When enough people refuse to comply, they simply can't enforce their so-called laws, regulations, or mandates. Gotta love James Madison. Number three, the frowns of the executive magistracy of the state. Here, Madison envisioned governors formally protesting federal actions. This raises public awareness, and executive leadership will move things to the next step. Number four, legislative devices, which would often be added on such occasions. An example of this is the use of state and local legislations, laws, and resolutions, either protesting or resisting federal acts. And I believe nullification is in there, too. This is very effective things. Madison said that if a number of states followed this path, it would present obstructions which the federal government would hardly be willing to encounter. That's true. Using this advice, 10th Amendment Center has put together a multi-phase plan to resist the NSA. Phase one starts with the passage of the Fourth Amendment Protection Act in your state, which would work. In the case of that grid in Utah, here's some more vital resources. The NSA resource is hungry. Back in 2006, they maxed out the Baltimore area power grid. They were concerned that additional power needs could cripple their mission. The hunt for new data centers was on. The one in Utah, for example, requires, listen to this, 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. That's probably why they're burning down, too. The water is being supplied by a political subdivision of the state of Utah. Not surprised. Utah should turn the water off. No water equals no NSA data center. In Texas, the new data center being built in San Antonio gets all its electricity from a state-owned power company. Ooh, that's good. They should turn it off and make the NSA fend for itself. So these are some of the things that can be done. Okay, Cal Living's talking about those. I wish you'd call in and tell me about that stuff. I know that there's California's nuts, absolutely nuts. Thanks, Sandy. There's a lot to be said for James Madison and nullification and things like that. So 646-378-0321. I've got about 20 minutes, guys, so let's call in and tell me what's on your mind. 646-378-0321. And it's on the screen, so you guys have no excuse. I don't know if you guys have cell phones which to use, and you have one of those plans that gets you lots of minutes. So if there's anything else you guys would like to talk about, please let me know. I've got that one. There's a couple others in here. Let's see. The women, Hillsdale College. Oh, yeah, there's another one, too. This was the, I think it was how they voted on certain things, and I can't remember. I do believe this was in the Senate, et cetera. Okay, this was on the defunding and how many caved. Well, the yeas were 285, and all the evil people, including my lovely rep, Isa, was in there voting along with the other clowns. And all of the good guys that, you know, Chaffetz and Duncan and Trey Gowdy, there was just a whole bunch of them. Louis Gohmert, Michelle Bachmann, Justin Amash, Paul Brown, all these good guys were in there voting. And there was just this whole list. And I'll try to get this back on Facebook. I'm sure I can get that for you guys too. So these are some of the things in today's stuff. And I'm going to pick up this one. I think it's Bill, but I'm going to pick it up anyway. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, Linda.
Hello, Linda.
Hey. Hey, good to see you, hear from both of you. So, what's on your mind and what?
Crap.
Okay.
Every day we look and they're sneaking into my cupboard. They're sneaking into my bathroom. They're sneaking into my water supply. They're sneaking into my power grid. They're sneaking into my kids' education. They're sneaking into my pocketbook.
For my home.
Want to tax me for this or that to pay for other people who are just too damn lazy to lift a finger to do something for themselves. You can't help those who don't help themselves.
Okay, so I was going to ask Cal Living real quick. Cal, do you have Facebook? Because I can try to, if you try to link with me, that would be great. Or Patriot Families, I'll get it to Bill. He can get it to you because I've got it in my in my email right now. And it was sent to me by someone, this Frankenstein thing, and talking about her on the NSA. And also just go get into Patriot Families group on Facebook and try to find Bill Strong and everybody that's around there. So
I'm on Facebook. My picture is Samson pushing down the walls, because that's
right.
What I'm trying to do with this government is push down the walls.
I know. I just want to mention one more thing, Cal. I'm on every DHS list on the planet, so I don't care anymore. I have nothing to worry about, so I'll be hiding later. But as far as getting information, unless I have your email, then I can't get to you. So I've got another person in the Indiana area code. We'll get them in. It could be Lonnie. Hello.
Hello, Linda.
Hey, guys. Hello, Lonnie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, same old crap.
I know,
yeah,
different
I know.
Day. It's just a different pile. I know. And
exactly, they go down the road just enough to make it another day, and then just sit in a different place. It's the same stuff.
So, what do you guys think of all the comments I've done so far? On we got Grayson with a burning cross T. We got Frank and Feinstein.
Miss Feinstein, do some checking into her and her husband.
Uh-huh.
The loopholes that she has taken advantage of, that she has helped put into the federal government with insider investing and all this and that. And you go back and you look at when they voted on that Agenda 21 in 1992,
sure.
And you'll see Dianne Feinstein voted for Agenda 21.
Of course. She's a libtard. That woman's a communist. So is Boxer, and so is Pelosi, and so is Waters, and so is Sheila Jackson Lee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, or whatever, Grayson. They're all communists. Reed, they're all nuts. These people are crazy. They're nuts.
Grayson's a throwback to caveman mentality. Truthfully, the man can't tie his own shoes.
Oh, no. Yeah, he's nuts. Yeah, he's nuts.
You talk about a hater. There is nobody more hateful than Grayson.
He's nuts.
He puts out that ad trying to raise money. But he never mentioned that the Klan was a Democrat deal, did he?
No, because he's not smart enough. He's never read history. He can't read history. He has no brain. He belongs in a rubber room with Pelosi and Reed.
There you go. I agree with that one.
Oh, God.
I agree with that one.
I don't think they even get enough for a rubber room. They should just get padded, or not even padded cells.
Put them in Gitmo.
Hey, now.
There you, an orange jumpsuit. Gitmo. Give them prayer runs. I don't give a damn. Give them
That'll
their
work.
Communist manifesto to read all day long. I don't care.
Leaven's worse. There's where we go. Leaven's worse.
Gitmo. at Leavenworth, they actually make them work.
Yes,
yeah,
they do.
Yeah, and then they ought to put Sheriff Joe in charge of them and make them wear pink whatever and eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches if they're damn lucky. That's what they ought to do to those schmucks. I mean, they're crazy. Look.
See, you're being nice calling them schmucks. I have a lot more words, but we'll be nice today.
Well, see, I'm using Yiddish, you know, and it works quite well because most people know what it is. And if you want to say the S word, you just say mer. That's French for, you know, same thing. So it's M-E-R-D-E.
Go back to W.C. Fields. He had a great way of cursing. Godfrey Daniels, cheese and crackers, things like that instead of curse words.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's one way. Well, you know, and if you have language skills, and I know you could have a blast, Bill, with Russian. I'm sure you remember some of it. But, you know, and it just, since we're not accustomed to it, it doesn't sound dirty to us. It just sounds funny, you know. But
well,
I can use Spanish, too.
I tried speaking Romantic Russian at my wife once, and she was on the verge of having me committed.
You're going to have to learn French for that, baby. I'm sorry. Either that or Spanish. I don't know. Or maybe Italian. Italian is Spanish.
Go Gaelic. Go do Gaelic. Irish. Irish language. I mean, go with the Irish language. I mean, pog ma hog, if anybody knows what that means, is kiss my... I'll leave it at that.
Again, I refer to the French. When you want to talk about the backside, you just say derrière, because that's what it is.
There you go.
And I learned that as a child, because in ballet, that it's French terminology, and you actually talk about that when you say behind yourself, meaning, you know, rond de jambe derrière, meaning outward towards the back, and in front.
Let me ask something. Does anybody else find it hypocritical that Barbara Mikulski would come out and try to talk about obesity?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
You know, look, these people are crazy. I'm telling you.
I think before an elected can enforce these kinds of things on us, demanding we take care of our health, we should demand our elected have to meet a criteria for health.
There you go.
And obesity in our elected seems to be on rampage.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Anyway, basically what we were talking about, when I was reading that stuff, I was reading from Facebook. You know how they post comments one on top of the other? Well, that was what I was trying to explain to these people about the free market. They don't understand it. And what this stupid woman kept posting, she says she didn't understand that the single payer is government insurance. It's state-run government insurance, and it's the only option you have. And I kept trying to explain that when you nationalize things like this, just like it's fascism. It's just like what Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot, Castro, they all did it. They all took over the healthcare systems to control you. They don't understand what this is. They have no clue that this is not about care or access to it. It's going to deny.
If they took a look how this government-controlled healthcare was working around the globe, they see that it ain't working.
They don't care.
It's just like
the climate control. They are blind to the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. Because the truth would mean, oh, crap, I'm going to have to pay for my own health care.
Yeah, and they're finally, look, there was, what was it, 300,000 people in Florida alone got canceled today or yesterday? I mean, this was all over, that was even on Hannity. And so
we got a hospital here in Indiana that's laying off 600 workers because of this health care, Obamacare. Hospitals are laying off workers because of the health care when doctors are getting out, you know, and nobody can see that this is a problem, big problem. I think every liberal out there, if they need health care, should have to be operated on by Obama or his wife.
Oh, man, that's scary. That's scarier than your haunted house, man. Oh, wow. That's pretty nuts.
I agree.
Holy smoly. Oh, yeah, that's
it's as realistic as this whole healthcare plan they're trying. But they want this thing to fail because they want that single-payer system because the government wants control. And now one of these libtards is smart enough to look into it to realize that the same people that are running your president, the same people who run the banks, are the
right.
same people who own those insurance companies.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
It's crazy. I mean, we know what's happening. We know who's the elitists and the United Nations have been pushing for this. You know that Hildebeest way back in the 90s, remember when he got elected and good old Slick Willie, the blue dress intern stupper, was dealing with his wife, and she's going out on these bus tours trying to get her Hillary care going, and they shut her down because nobody was ready for that. Well, now they've been dumbed down, and they're so stupid, and you know they actually buy this race card crap they've been playing for the last 5.5 years. I mean, this is what's happened to this country. So these
Have you caught any news today, Linda?
No, because I've been kind of busy.
It's been one of them days that makes you sit back and go, what? Democrats are now throwing a fit over the same things that we just had this shutdown over.
Yeah. Well, it was a phony shutdown.
Thing, but now it's the Democrats throwing the fit.
Well, look, this is what's going on. Let me just give you an analogy because this is going on in my own neighborhood. I just went to that meeting yesterday. It lasted 3 hours, which was actually for nothing because – my friend came to me today. She's terrified to even use her telephone on her home line because she thinks it's being tapped. I don't blame her. She actually has a detective coming to her house to help her with cyber security.
That detective's not going to tell her the truth.
Well, here's the thing.
Every phone call that has ever been made from the
right.
very first woman, Alexander Graham Bell, the very first time, every single phone call that has ever been made, every text message that has ever been sent has been recorded.
Yep. It doesn't
surprise.
And for
people all of a sudden flipping out, damn, they've been listening to you and watching you for years.
Yeah, so here's the thing. But she thinks there's hackers. She's not worried about the government. She's worried about the people in these faction groups who are tapping into her, not so much, well, maybe the phones too, but mostly her emails and her URL address and IP address, whatever that you call it. And they're going to investigate for her because this is a terrible thing. And this is done by individuals who are trying to undermine all of us because we're trying to help our mobile home situation against Agenda 21, except we're fighting it on a different level. Bill, you know what I'm going through here. I've been fighting this since 3 years ago. Now everything's breaking down because the left is using their Sololinsky tactics, and they're targeting, they're vilifying and destroying us. They're doing right down the line, and this is what's going on in our every facet of government. Elites, the Agenda 21 crowd is doing all of it, Bill. You know that's where it's coming from. This is way above the White House, way above that asshole's pay grade. Excuse my French. It is. This is all the way up to the top and the Illuminati. We all know where this comes from. This is the Gaia worshippers, the Luciferians, the Temple of Understanding. That's where it started, and we're seeing what's going on now with this crap. I'm dealing with it in my own neighborhood.
We all are. It's around here. I'm constantly on my elected around here because of the comprehensive plan and the ICLEI around in Bloomington. And they keep – when I asked my state representative why he signed on to the county comprehensive plan, which because it was the first step to Agenda 21. His question was, "What's my point?"
Yeah, I know you've said it's like hitting a brick wall. It's horrible. The only way I think to really, really be effective at this point, because I'm actually giving up on my city council. They're just I'm ready to write each one an individual letter and hand deliver it to them so that their aides don't open it up and spy on me or whatever they're doing over there. I'm not wearing a tinfoil hat, but Jesus Lord, I know that these people are crazy, and I've seen it unfold the last 2 or 3 days in my own neighborhood with these people. It's nuts. But I want to write them a letter and say, someday I get to leave this godforsaken California, and I can hardly wait, and it will be at the warp speed of light. It will be so fast you won't even – and I'm done with all of you. I am done. I am done with your political crap. I'm done with your lies. I'm done with your libtardness. I'm done with, you know, you're pretending to be a Republican. I'm done. And I'm going to tell them I hate this crap.
You've got to in the next 15 years it's going to cost you 90% of what you earn to pay the taxes in Florida. I mean, in California.
Yeah, but you know what? Okay, I've got gasoline tax here. I know that. I've got state tax here. I've got, you know, everything else taxed up to wazoo. If I told you, Bill, and I went onto your website in Indiana, how much it would cost me to redo my tags every year, it would cost me $21 a year. Do you know what I pay? I pay $121, and my car's an 04 because I live in this hellhole. This is what goes on here. I know. It's ridiculous. I can't stand it anymore. And I'm going to itemize to these people that I'm sick of Common Core. I'm sick of communism. I'm sick of you people, and I'm out of here. I can't take it anymore. This is so damn blue. It's beyond. It's like blue black. It's ridiculous. It's indigo. I hate it.
Next year and a half to 2 years, California is going to ask for a bailout from the rest of the state.
I know.
That's when every state should tell them to go to hell. You make your bed, they'll lay in it. We refuse your socialist agenda, progressive agenda, whatever you want to call it. We refuse it. We rebuke it. We're not going to stand for it.
I know. I wouldn't go back to LA if you paid me $1 million. I finally got out of there in 89. Anyway, no, it's insanity. I can't take there's going to be the other letter's going to go to Moonbeam Mussolini Brown, and I'm going to tell him, and it won't do any good, but it'll make me feel better. And I'm going to give one to Mayor Woods, and I'm going to give one to them, Jerry Kern, and all the rest of these idiots here in Oceanside, and Esther Sanchez, and I'm going to tell them, you're out of your rabid-ass minds, and I'm done with you. Adios. Look for my taillights if you're quick enough. I can't take it.
We may be a little backwards here in Indiana as California.
No, you're
a lot
not.
Of the state,
no, you're
our
not.
Our state has a significant surplus, not a deficit, and it's going to have a surplus next year. We have businesses coming in here left and right now. We're old fashioned to some extent in a lot of ways. One, you can't enter our house without a warrant. Two.
Oh. Yep, I know. You guys have got it going on. I love it.
Well, the health care bill is not going to help us any more than anybody else. But I think the health care bill is the destruction of Obama, because many people, when they realized that they were lied to about being able to keep their doctor, keep their insurance, they're going to be cheaper and all this, they're finding out that it was nothing but bald-faced lies.
He tried to push it the first 9 months he was going on.
Yeah, it's, you know, basically, if I can find this darn thing, there it is. Okay, I've got 2 minutes left. I got 2 minutes left. I want to thank you guys so much, Bill and Lonnie and everybody out there, Rod, Luke. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to email Ron and you guys and Yola, and just, you know, if you want to give me $5, I'll give you my address. I had to pay the $40 today just to do this show, so I think there's some glitches with connecting with people so that Ron can actually take over that, and we can actually send him some money, you know, during the time. So
we need to get that straight so we know where the hell we really stand.
Yeah. Well, we got 1 month now from today, but, you know, I still had to pay for it, so if you guys want to chip in, that would be so helpful. And
well,
I want to say
sure
thank
will.
You
we
so
sure
much.
Will.
I'm going to email y'all today.
I've
got 60 seconds. I want to say thank you. Huh?
I do wish Ron would get us up and going and everything changed over, and then
yep.
we would start pushing. We could sell T-shirts or whatever.
Yep. You guys, God bless so much. I'm going to play this Ron Paul Revolution song and take us out. We got Terry rolling tomorrow. I'll just email Yo and you all and Ron Golden, and we'll get it together. You guys, God bless, and thanks so much.
God bless.
Oh, shit.